Well, before we know it, we might even see a little snow down here where we are. They were forecasting some snow for the Cascades. It's getting close to winter sports time. And are you a skier? I know I really enjoy it.
Me too. Love to ski.
But at this time of year is when we should start thinking about, getting in shape for those winter sports. And joining us to discuss that, Eric Miller, a local physical therapist. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. I just wanted to thank you guys for this opportunity to speak with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us. And, well, I guess, first of all, say if you're a skier primarily, what kind of activity should you be doing right now to get in shape?
Well, you know, it's really important that you get in shape beforehand. A lot of people don't know that you can visit a physical therapist for prevention. We see a lot of people after the fact, after an injury and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you can see a physical therapist for prevention as well, and you have a right to choose your own physical therapist, and you can visit itsyourmove.com to find the best PT for you. But basically what you want to do is you want to start getting in shape at this point, because if you get in shape now, you'll perform better, and you'll stay in shape for the whole season. And it'll also help you build muscle memory, you'll increase your strength, your power, your endurance, and you'll be less prone to injury, which means you'll have more time to enjoy the activity out there.
Well, Eric, let's say you're already in overall pretty good shape. Is there anything specifically that you need to focus on for those winter sports like skiing and snowboarding? Any specific part of your body that you need to work on?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about the physics involved with skiing, I mean, it's really amazing when you start to look at it and dissect it down. You got the load coming down, you got torsional forces, you got shear, because as your skis are going down the mountain, you're trying to balance all these things in three different dimensions. So you really want to focus on your quadriceps, your hamstrings, your back. You want to try to build up your core strength as well, which has gotten a lot of press lately, and you want to build up your endurance. So when we're thinking about specifically looking at the lower extremities, you want to focus on those quads, those hamstrings, those glutes, because that's where a lot of the power comes from. So you want to focus on squats, leg presses, lunges, those sort of tasks there. But, you know, don't forget your calves, doing calf raises, and also working on the shins, maybe thinking about some activities where you're pulling those toes up towards your head. So looking at the lower extremity, that's where I'd focus.
Basically everything.
That's right. Now, Eric, when we think about working out and getting in shape, we think more of going to see a personal trainer and mm-hmm. getting on an exercise program through a professional like that. But you say physical therapists can do pretty much the same thing?
Absolutely, because as physical therapists, we're trained in the musculoskeletal system as well as the neurologic system. And when you start to think about any sort of sport activity, it involves being able to train your body to move in specific ways, and a lot of that involves the neurologic component as well. And so as physical therapists, we have specialized training in those areas. And absolutely, we can also look at your body and go, okay, what is your past injury history, and what sort of imbalances are present in your system? Like, are you a little tighter on this side, are you a little weaker on that side? Do we need to kind of to look at that and maybe make some adjustments to your workout in that manner?
And just real quick, I'm curious, what is the most common injury that you see?
With regards to skiing and lower extremity stuff, it's usually around the knees, although you'll also see stuff happen with pulled muscles and joints.
Eric Miller, a local physical therapist, how can people get a hold of you?
You can check itsyourmove.com to find the best physical therapist for you.
All right, thanks for joining us this morning.
You bet, thank you.
All right, KGMI News Time is just about 6:24. Stay tuned, we'll check the markets next as the morning news continues here on KGMI.